It's all about the change. It's all about the change. In 1 Corinthians, the people who that Paul was talking to in Corinth was probably pretty shocked when he said, from now on, those who have wives, consider they don't have any. Those who are sad, consider to be, that are happy. Those that are happy, consider to be crying. Because the world in its present form is passing away. He was trying to invoke change. He was trying to get them to consider change. In the scripture, in the gospel, Jesus is finding his disciples. And he says, change, he said, here comes God's kingdom. Change your hearts and lives and trust in God's news. Eventually, we will get forced into a change. Eventually, we will have something that's going to happen to us that will make us change. Why not embrace change now? Why not look forward to the opportunities to cross over those hurdles and look forward to the opportunities to be a change agent for another person? As Paul encouraged, act like you're not married. Now, he didn't say, he wasn't encouraging promiscuity here. He was just saying, look differently, because there's a new world. He wasn't encouraging people to go out and do adulterous things. He was saying, this world is passing away. Just like Jesus came. If you want to be a fisherman of men. And he chose just a select group of people to go with him to start the ministry of the Church of Christ. We've got to continue the ministry. We've got to continue being a solid member and not be the silent majority before it's too late. Jesus spoke of change. Your hearts and your lives. Would we have been so quick to follow him had it been that drastic of a change? We'll never know. But we all have an opportunity to change whatever pace we're able to for the good of all. Let us pray.